It's a Monday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. This is the Closing Market Report. John Davis is on the phone line from Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, John.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Okay, so we've had a really rough couple of days. We need something to move the market higher. It's going to be a really late start to the growing season and wet, right?
I wouldn't go that direction. No.
Freeze more stuff off? I don't know.
Well, I tell you, the way it's looking is that kind of our long-awaited pattern break that we've been expecting sometime in April, we have very definitive signs that that is going to happen the second week of April. So this week is going to continue the same trends of cold temperatures across much of the nation's midsection. But once we get into week two of April, a major warm-up on tap across much of the central and eastern sections of the country. And at least a lot of areas are not going to get excessive moisture, such as the eastern Midwest, the Delta, the southern Midwest. It will be quite wet in the western Midwest and the Plains region, but at least for the winter wheat there, they need that. So that's a good thing for them as well.
In the eastern Midwest, we need the soil temperatures to jump up, so we need pretty high highs during the day, but even more importantly, the lows at night need to be fairly high too. What's that look like?
Well, you can have a major warm-up here next week. So after the next 4 or 5 days, which will continue the cold of March, then you're going to have a major turnaround in temperatures, and that's going to begin over the weekend and then accelerate as we go into next week. So, again, much warmer temperatures. And you're not just going to normal-type levels across, you know, the middle of the Midwest. You're going to above-normal temperatures, actually significantly so. So an abrupt turnaround in the overall pattern here. And so much warmer weather coming in, again, will mean a big boost in soil temperatures here across pretty much all sections of the Midwest.
Your assessment of soil moisture conditions across the Corn Belt?
Overall, I think you have to look at it two ways, Todd. Topsoil moisture levels have improved markedly with the wetness that we've had in most areas over the last 4 or 6 weeks. From a subsoil moisture standpoint and some of the deficits which we accumulated last year, we still have a lot of deficits to make up, especially across the western portion of the Corn Belt. Now, we're certainly going in the right direction with the pattern that we've had, but we need many, many more months of those kind of abundant precipitation to make up the subsoil moisture deficits. So I think you have to look at that from a topsoil moisture standpoint and a subsoil moisture standpoint.
From the subsoil moisture standpoint, that's not a problem as long as we continue to get the rains, right? Because eventually it will come back.
Oh, exactly. And it's certainly a lot better now than it was at the end of last growing season. There's no question about that. But you don't make it up in a couple of months, and we didn't accumulate it in a couple of months here last year, too. But it certainly looks like you're going in the right direction. And the overall wet pattern here, especially upcoming, it's going to be wetter in the western Midwest than it is in the eastern Midwest, which is where the deficits are greater.
Thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Todd.
John Davis is with Chesapeake Energy. He's in Chicago, Illinois. Join us here on the Closing Market Report for a Monday afternoon. You can hear him again or anytime you'd like, in fact, on our website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. Have a great afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.